So our agenda is very packed for today, and we have to discuss many things. So my proposal is to start. So hello, everyone. So could I ask the Secretariat about the apologies? So I see that we received apologies from Byron, Demi, and Peter Van Rostem. Any more apologies?
I have not, this is Kim, I have not received any additional apologies.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Another question then, are we quorate to make any decisions?
Yes, we are.
We are now, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Then let's move forward. So welcome again, everyone. And now we can move to the agenda item number 2, and that's minutes and actions. As you know, we have distributed the minutes from our last meeting on 12th May. Apparently, no objections were received, so we consider that minutes are adopted. As far as I understand, all action items are completed too. So we can check that in the CSNSO Council Wiki space. Okay, so thank you. Agenda item number 3. Sorry, I could not hear. Anyone wanted to ask something? Or?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, is that Suleiman?
Yes, Suleiman.
Hi, Suleiman. We have started.
Hi.
Okay, hello, Suleiman.
Hello.
So, hi. So we just started and we're at the agenda item number 3. It's overview on inter-meeting council decisions. So just right after... sometime after our previous... Suleiman, I think you should mute if that's... if the noise comes from you. Okay, thank you. The draft survey we discussed on our previous two calls was sent to the council. Thanks to Alejandra for providing some input, we updated the survey and sent it out last Friday, so that was June 10th, and we asked the people to fill it in as soon as possible. Yeah, so we give not much time, but 2 weeks, because we want to have some feedback by our meeting in Helsinki. So, Jorke, may I ask you to provide an update on the number of responses we have received to date?
Thank you, Katrina. This is Jorke. We have received 13 responses to date.
13. Okay, thank you. When do you plan to send out some reminders?
A reminder was just sent out before the start of this call, and both via the mailing list and via social media.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, we also... discussed informational letter to inform community on the selection of the CSNSO appointed members to the customer standing committee, and so we discussed it, and the letter was sent to all possible lists, and I also asked regional organizations if that's okay with them to distribute this information to their list as well. I do not have any feedback from regional organizations, if you had any opportunity to do that, but in any case, thank you very much. I hope that you did distribute it. So these are two inter-meeting decisions we had. Any questions? Okay, I do not see any, so thank you. Let's move to agenda item number 4. That is about the membership application. So we got one application. It's from from .ba Bosnia and Herzegovina. Abibu sent an email to the council. As usual, all checks have been performed and they have been successful. Are there any questions to Abibu or secretariat or anyone? Apparently, .ba is not on the call, but if there are any questions, we can try to answer. If not, we have a draft resolution. So does anyone want to move?
Stephen has agreed to move it.
Okay, so Stephen, thank you. Any seconders? And Hero seconded. Thank
you.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel. Okay, so we have a draft resolution. The CCNSO Council approves the application of the CCTLD manager of .ba and welcomes university. University, apparently we have to correct the spelling here. Teleinformatics Center, UTIC, and the CCTLD manager for .ba, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and as the 159th member of the CCNSO. Anyone wants to discuss it? Any questions? If not, I see that Debbie already supports a new member. What about others? So who is in favor? Alejandra? Please vote. Use your... Okay, Hiro, you have a question.
Jackie, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Hiro, you have a question or you're voting? Yes, okay. Any objections? Okay, so, Hiro just raises his hand in support for .ba. So, thank you. We have a new member. Congratulations. And now we can move to agenda item number 5, and that's about we have this country called, not country called, but Cross-Community Working Group on the Use of Country and Territory Names as TLDs. And we have a new member, somebody who wants to be a new member to this working group. It's Timo Wigmar from .ee. Apparently this working group is attracting more and more attention as... you may have noted this is one of the community sessions, cross-community sessions in Helsinki, and we're going to discuss issues that this working group tries to deal with. So we have a new member, and we have a draft resolution. Anyone wants to move?
I'll move.
Thank you. Any seconders?
Peter.
Okay, so Becky moved and Peter seconded. Thank you. Any discussions on this? Any objections? Any questions? If no, okay, here is a draft resolution. The CCNSO Council approves membership of timo.wimar.ee of the Cross-Community Working Group on Use of Country and Territory Names as TLDs. The Secretariat is requested to inform the co-chairs of the working group and take all other necessary steps to include Timo as CCNSO-appointed member to the working group. So, who is in favor? Uh, please be more active by voting. Yes, okay, Alejandra.
Becky.
Debbie, Peter, Becky, thank you. Anyone object? Okay, I hope that those were all the yeses. Okay, so Timo Bimar is accepted as a member to the working group. Thank you. Let's move forward. This is agenda item number 6, IANA Stewardship Transition and CCWG Accountability. Total time. Oh, sorry. So the first thing we're going to discuss is progress on implementation. For your information, we have included the latest presentation on implementation progress. You received notes from the ISTA call from Tuesday. As you remember, we decided to renew the mandate for this group. So the group had another call and we discussed some very important issues. The main point here is that ICANN board has adopted the new bylaws and they will become effective after transition. Currently we have a public comment period on the ARZERC charter. As you know, we at the CCNSO will have to appoint one member to this ARZERC group. PTI bylaws and the contract between PTI and ICANN also is relevant to the CCTLD community. It will be on the agenda at the Helsinki meeting, so we will discuss it there. Intellectual property rights around IANA also is in discussion. Another thing is CSC membership, and we will going to discuss it a little bit later today. Another thing related to CCWG accountability, as you know, there are discussions on how to structure the work on the work stream 2. There will be again a face-to-face meeting in Helsinki. It will be held on Sunday, right before the meeting starts. It appears that the interest of the CCTLD community is diminishing. Well, at least that's a feeling. It's both for members and for participants. It was noted by all participants on the call. So we probably need to check with our appointed members whether they still want to continue the work. Are there any additions to this? Becky, maybe you would like to add something because you're more involved in all this.
No, I think you I think you got it. I think that there are plenty of CC participants still participating in the calls and stuff. But we should just check with the members to see if there are any who are not interested in carrying on for Workstream 2.
Thank you. Any questions from councillors or our observers? Okay, if no, let's move to the next agenda item. It's the progress on the CCNSO guideline for the selection of CCNSO appointed member to ARZERC. As the next agenda item, we will discuss this our guideline for customer standing committee. So when we adopt this guideline, now we already you saw the draft. Now we're using the guideline, CSC guideline, to make guideline for selection process on ERZERC. It will be much easier because we won't need to do any coordination with other SOs, ACs. So we hope that next week we'll be able, or maybe in 2 weeks, we'll be able to send you the proposed guideline for ERZERC. As I already mentioned, this ERZERC charter is now for public comments. We couldn't do anything before this charter was drafted. Now there will be a pressure on us to adopt this guideline, at least in Helsinki, and ERZERC will also need to be in place by 15th of August. Are there any questions about agenda item 6.2? Well, in any case, the Guidelines Review Committee is aware of this guideline as well, that we need to have this guideline in place, so we are working on that. So if there are no more questions, let's move to the next agenda item, and this is about the CSC membership. How are we going to select our CCNSO members to the Customer Standing Committee? So one of the major components of IANA Stewardship Transition proposal is the creation of the Customer Standing Committee. Now you, on your screens you can see the timeline. Hopefully we will adopt the guideline today. The plan is that we issue the call for expression of interest around 30 June after we present everything to an answer questions from the community during our meetings in Helsinki. Then we expect that the window for submission of expressions of interest will close on 15th July. Then we'll have time to consult with RISG, and we need to submit our members, names of our members to the CSC, to the ICANN secretary by 22nd July. Then we consult with GNSO, and we need to have full slate adopted by 10th August. So that is the timeline here. And now I think I will ask Stephen, who is an active member of the Guidelines Review Committee, to walk us through the main... Oh, no, sorry. I won't push it to Stephen yet. Let me remind you more about the Customer Standing Committee. So can I ask... Okay, I can probably do that myself. Let's move to the next. So I hope that you also see the next slide, structural overview. As you know, under... Well, post-transition will have some new structures. And here on this slide, you can see where this Customer Standing Committee, or CSC, is, well, where it's going to be in this new structure. It will work actively with the post-transition IANA, and basically what it will do, it will... the main purpose of the CSC is to ensure that there's a satisfactory performance of the IANA naming function, and, well, especially for the direct customers that are CCTODs apparently are. So, and another thing that CSC is supposed to do, they will have to monitor the performance and... and work with, engage with the PTI to solve all the issues that may arise. So they definitely will need to communicate to the CCTLD community. So what do we have here for the CSC? If we talk about the full about the composition of the CSC, we will have two. Members selected by the GTLD registry operators, two members from CCTLD registry operators, And one additional TLD representative from non-GTLD and non-CCTLD, but apparently this will not be selected at this time. And then we have liaisons, one liaison from IANA, and then one liaison from each SO and AC, a total of five. It's not an obligation for them to appoint a liaison, it's just an opportunity, and we expect that many will use this opportunity. So members and liaisons together, they form the full slate for full composition of the CSC. So this is just to remind you about the CSC, what it is about and what it is for. So this is going to be a really important structure in the post-IANA world, post-transition, sorry. So are there any questions about this part? Because if there's no, I'll ask Stephen to walk you through the guideline, explain what we have in the guideline. So what to expect in terms of the process and everything. So any questions about this? If no, so Stephen, I hope
can you guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. The guideline is one of the longer ones that the working group has put out to date. I just want to walk through it briefly and highlight a few things here. We've got two hard dates that we really need to meet. The first is the completion of the nomination and selection of the two CCNSO appointments. That date's the 22nd of July. And then we've got to have the overall approval of the CSC membership by the 10th of August, so we're kind of under the gun here. Broadly speaking, the guideline covers seven principal issues. It establishes the eligibility requirements, defines the specifics for the call of expression of interest, defines how council members will rank the candidates, it defines the consultative process that the council needs to engage in with the RSEC, outlines the approval process of the entire CSC slate. It's a multi-step process to get all this done. Also has procedures outlined for how to remove CCNSO appointed members from the CSC as well. Things I want to highlight, the guideline is a conflict of interest section, and that just provides a way for council members who feel conflicted or are being nominated for the CSC to step away from the CSC selection procedure. Reasonable thing to have in there. There's a list of specific requirements that a successful CSC candidate needs to meet, but the overarching goal is to select the most qualified candidates we can get into this standing committee. The secondary goal, which we will work on in conjunction with RSEG, is to achieve gender and geographic diversity amongst the CSC members appointed by both groups. It should be noted that a candidate for the CSC needs to have explicit backing and support of their registry. And there is no requirement that a candidate has to come from a CCNSO member registry. They can actually come from any CCTLD registry, whether they're a member of the CCNSO or not. There's a nomination period. When that's closed, then the counselors are to rank up to five candidates in order of preference, and all those rankings will go to the secretariat, that who will then compile the various rankings and come up with the overall rankings of those candidates. At this point, things get a little interesting because the charter calls for a consultative process between CCNSO and the registry stakeholder group regarding our choices as well as their choices. And the intent of this consultative process at this point is to sort out the gender and geographic diversity issues regarding the entire pool of candidates, our candidates and their candidates. But again, the overarching goal is to achieve the skill base that we need, and that will prevail. Now, at this point, the guideline stipulates that this consultative process can either involve the entire council, or the council can designate a subset of the council to act on behalf of the council going forward. And given the tight time frame before us, I think Council should give some thought to setting up the subgroup to handle this process going forward from there. There are in the guidelines stipulations as to how that subgroup would be formed. In particular, it would be have a member from each of the five geographic regions and one from the NOMCOM appointed counselors. So the subgroup would be consist of six people on that. Additionally, the council can task the subgroup with just handling the consultations with the GNSO and RSEC, leaving the final approval of the entire slate back to the council, or council may go ahead and give the subgroup the authority to just take this process forward to completion without further intervention / interaction by council. And again, given the tight time frame, I think setting up the subgroup is the way to go, but this is something the council has to decide. Lastly, with regards to the guideline, after RSEG and either the council or the subgroup have discussed their candidates and gotten the stuff sorted out, then there's a final round of consultation between the CCNSO and the GNSO on the full slate, including the liaisons and so on and so forth. It's a bit complicated. It's kind of Rube Goldberg, but that's what we have. And I'm happy to take questions. I think Bart can fill in the holes I can't fill in. So back to you, Katrina.
Okay, thank you very much, Stephen. So are there any questions?
I think it's great, and it's good to see that there are some criteria set. I suppose what's interesting to me is if people are evaluating the applicants, people might put a different importance or weighting on the different criteria, and I was wondering if there was any thought given to trying to give some guidance as to which of those criteria we thought were more important than others. My second question is this one wonderful question that we're going to keep getting more and more. What is a CCTLD and what is a DTLD? And if the people who put themselves forward are from registries who operate both a D and a C, does that get counted into their rating? And how do we treat it? Or is that where our liaison with the GNSO and that kind of comes into play?
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure I could clearly hear what you were saying. There were some noises so Stephen, did you get the questions? There were two questions.
I had a very hard time hearing Debbie on that. So I'm not quite...
Try again. Is that any easier?
May I try... Debbie, I think this is bad. I think I've heard you say the first question was around, say, there is a list of requirements the candidate should meet, the selection criteria. But there is no such thing as weighing or weighting of these criteria. And the question was whether the GRC has put some thought around, weighing the different criteria to guide the counselors. Is that correct?
Yes. Some people might weight different criteria totally differently to somebody else,
yeah,
and therefore get different evaluation.
Yeah. The second question is more, say, this guideline is all around CCTLDs, but the distinction between CCTLDs and GTLDs is blurring. There are some CCTLDs former CCTLDs who run some new GTLDs, and there are some GTLD operators who also are either the backend provider or even run CCTLDs. And has there been some thought around this one? So that was your second question, if I understood it correctly.
Yep, you've got it right, Bart. Thank you.
So, thank you. So, Stephen, Katrina, you want to take the floor to respond?
Yeah, yes, thank you. Thank you, Bart, for repeating the questions without this noise. So the first question, I think that Stephen already addressed it in the chat window. The GRC did not address any specific rating on the questions. Not questions, but these requirements. I think there's a reason for that. These requirements, they consist basically of two parts. One part comes from the proposal itself, and a second part comes from, we added just a couple of requirements about some specific CCTLD requirements. I believe that it will be up to the counselor who ranks the candidate to, basically ensure that, today, we had this reminder about the role of the CSC, because we wanted to stress that we really need people who have knowledge and who, for their professional qualities here on the CSC, because they will do the work, they will communicate back to the CCTLD community. I think it will be up to the counselors to decide which requirement is more important for the CCTLD community. Of course, we can. If there are any suggestions, we could add some weight to that. But Stephen, would you like to add anything, or Bart?
No, I'm good on what.
Katrina, this is Bart. May I add to the weighing?
Yeah.
Say the GRC did not consider it, based on previous selection rounds, and particularly with, the selection of members to the ICG. So that was the first one. There was a very elaborate system developed by the selection committee at the time, and with weighing, etc. And yeah, it turned out to be very cumbersome, and there was a difference in interpretation between what a weight really meant and what would you do afterwards. And one of the feelings at the time of that selection committee was it adds some quasi-objectivity, because at the end of the day, if this system is recognizing, I would say, the responsibility of each and individual counselor, and to do their task as impartial and as objective as possible, but at the same time recognizing it is the individual counselor who has to weigh. So adding weighing, etc., almost adds quasi-objectivity to a selection process that is in principle subjective for each counselor, but because you are with such a large group, the end result is probably supported by the majority or by the full council itself, because you agreed up front to the process. I hope that makes sense to you.
It does to me. Debbie, does it address at least part of your concern?
Yeah, it's not so much a concern. It's more just saying that I think in the end it'll all wash out. It's just knowing where everyone's starting from the same point at the start of the process. But the key point was having clear criteria, and we have that, so that's good.
Thank you. One more thing I'd like to stress here is that no one on earth has ever seen a CSC being formed for inaction. This is something, imaginary structure that has never been created. So we were guessing here. But as you know, our guidelines, they are not carved in stone. As soon as we see that the guideline does not address some specific issues, we can always update it, and we will update it. Maybe even after the first round of first time we select members to the CSC, because otherwise it's when we see how it works in real life, then we can.
I just want to second what Katrina said, because we are in uncharted territory, and as I wrote in the chat, the intent was to get some structure around this process. We are seeing, as things evolve, this merging of CCTLD world and GTLD world, with some CCTLD registries now providing back-end services to GTLDs, particularly some of the new ones. And as Debbie rightly points out, if they're also doing policy development, things are getting very fuzzy, and I fully expect that we will have to go back and revisit this particular guideline in the future, not too distant future. I mean, its intent at this point is to provide some structure around the decision-making that the council makes with regards to the initial round of appointees to the CSE. Thanks.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Debbie. We have a draft decision for that. I'll read it out so that you can think about it. The CCNSO Council adopts the CCNSO guidelines, CCNSO actions, respecting the Customer Standing Committee, and requests the Secretariat to publish it on the CCNSO website as soon as possible. And this guideline will become effective 7 days after publication. The CCNSO Council requests its chair to inform the community of the adoption of the guideline. The CCNSO Council thanks the members of the GRC for their hard work to develop and propose this guideline in time. So, may I ask for a move?
Well, maybe to do that, Katrina, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. Any seconder?
Becky.
Becky, thank you. So, any more discussions? Any more questions? Any proposal? Well, we did not receive any written proposals, but if there are any, this is time to speak up. So, if not, who is against adoption of the decision, of the guidelines? Anyone against? Peter, are you against? Okay, Peter is not against. Who is in favor? Okay, anyone abstains? Steve? Okay. No one abstains, which means that everybody is in favor. I hope so. We can do it formal vote. So anyone... Okay, we have some votes here. Thank you very much. The guideline is approved. And then we move to the second 7.2 agenda item. This is something we need to discuss. As Stephen already mentioned, this is one thing, well, we have to decide how to do consultation, how to run consultations, and how to approve the full slate. According to the guideline, the council can appoint a selection committee. And if we appoint selection committee, the proposal in the guideline is that we have at least one councillor per region and one councillor from NOMCOM on the selection committee. And the selection committee does consultations with registry stakeholder group and GNSO. As Stephen already mentioned, it will be more efficient if we just have the six people coordinate things with GNSO rather than we have full council on having them on the call and asking for their feedback. So this is one thing. We have to decide whether we want to have the selection committee. That's one thing. Another thing, if we decide to have selection committee, we have to decide on the mandate. And according to the guideline, we can ask the selection committee to do a consultation thing only, or we can ask the selection committee to do consultations and approve the full slate on behalf of the full council. So these are two options here. Both have positive and negative things there, but maybe I'll just ask if there are any immediate reactions to the way to proceed. Anyone wants to comment? Which way would you prefer? Oh, first, let's do it that way. First, would you agree to nominate certain subset of councillors to this selection committee to do coordination work with registry stakeholder group and GNSO? Okay, Debbie, as far as I understand, you support having selection committee for consultations. So Peter also apparently agrees, and Alejandra too. Okay, that's one thing. And Stephen, one thing. I do not hear any objections on having this selection committee for consultations. So if we decide to have this selection committee, then second question is about its mandate. So do they consult only, or we also authorize them to have to adopt the final slate on behalf of the full council? If we just decide not to let them to do that, in that case we will need to decide whether the full council will gather on a call to vote for the full slate, or we do that via email, which will require 7-day period for gathering responses from the councillors, which might be tricky because in northern hemisphere it will be high holiday season. So I see in the chat window, I see that Alejandra and Peter believe that this should be a consult only. Question. Okay, Debbie agrees. Any other? Okay, who could I ask for your vote on the in Adobe? Who agrees? Consultation only. Okay, we have. Please use your mouses. Okay, Alejandra, Debbie, Peter. Okay, what about others? Because we have a split. We're splitting here. We really need some.
Katrina, this is.
Yes.
Katrina, this is Bob. May I suggest that we take this, say that there is clearly a direction of travel, that we take this offline over the next week and say the reason is people should realize if the final say is with the council needs to be correct to make that decision. And one of the real risks I see, especially around that time of the year, is it will be very difficult to organize a meeting where the council will be quorate before the 15th of August. So that is between the 28th, 23rd, and the 15th of August. And say, by going down the direction, and I say, ultimately, say, the council, of course, has full say, Because what they could do, they can always remove one of the CCNSO or appointed councillors. But the risk of not meeting the quorum is based on the experience today, very high.
Yes, okay, thank you. Thank you.
This is Becky. Can I just ask you a question? Is there a real risk that we couldn't get the requisite number of votes if we did, you know, email voting?
Again, it takes a week, Becky, to say the practice of council is do it a week. So that means that by, say, the names, so this is either the selection and appointment of the members is one decision, and the second decision is on the full slate. And the full slate, that needs to be completed by the 14th of August, and we're very dependent on the GNSO Council. And the selection of the CCNSO members is by the 22nd after consultation with the IRSG, and there is only a week in between.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and another thing, yeah, please note that the selection of members is done by the full council. So everybody from the council ranks the candidates, and every vote is taken into account when the secretariat compiles the final top of the candidates. So here we're talking only about the final slate when we already know our members, and we just after we agree with the GNSO on the full slate, meaning that we discuss liaisons, then we have to approve the full slate. And now we're talking about the full slate approval only. So when we already know our members, yes.
Okay, Bart and Katrina, is there the ability for a mid position where we don't formally vote on the full slate, but we have it shared unofficially with us so that we can raise any concerns before it's confirmed? I'm only saying that because potentially some of us could actually know something about somebody whose name is on there that maybe others don't know. So is there a way that we can unofficially share it from the subcommittee with the rest of council, but not officially have to vote on the full slate?
I think we certainly can ask the selection committee, selection committee is for coordination work only. So that's when we meet with representatives or designated representatives from GNSO. That's, just to make it, you know, more efficient. It doesn't mean that they will keep the names of liaisons in secret. They can send it to the council, and council can raise any issues. So it's just for they will only consult, do the work, and yeah. Then it's a question about the adoption of the full slate. It will be yes. Please,
Mark. Does this answer your question, Debbie? Say, assume you mandate the subcommittee, and the subcommittee will have a meeting with the GNSO and discuss it, and that after, say, as part of the subcommittee's work, we need to ensure this either in, one way or the other, and maybe even the resolution, that the subcommittee consults council. So that would make it easier, because then it's easier to take the final decision. But if there is a real concern by one of the councillors, then the subcommittee is aware of it. Would that work from your perspective?
It would from my perspective at that point, yes.
Okay, this is something we can certainly think about, we have agreed on this, on having this selection committee. Please start thinking who from your region will be on this selection committee, and I think we can discuss it in more details in about the mandate of the selection committee. We can talk in Helsinki. Does this sound reasonable? The thing is that in 1 hour we'll have a call with GNSO, and so we will tell them that we will have six people selection committee to coordinate the work with them. But of course, selection committee will certainly should not work in isolation from the council and other councillors. Okay, so please think about who will be on this selection committee, and let's talk about the mandate in Helsinki. Okay, let's move to the next next issue. Oh, we have agenda item number 8. It's PDP review mechanism and retirement framework. Well, you have received the staff, the paper prepared by staff on the decision that we will need to take in Helsinki if we want to launch a CSNSO policy development process. And the decisions are first, there must be a request for issue report, then we must appoint issue manager. Then we have to think about the tentative timeline for the issue report, and appoint oversight committee from the council who will oversee the entire process. To prepare this decision, we could work under the following assumptions, and probably you can ask the secretariat to prepare the necessary draft resolutions in time for our prep meeting in Helsinki. It will be held on Monday, 27th June. So we will need this request for issue report, and it should include the first initial scope of the issues that need to be addressed. Those are namely a review mechanism and retirement of CCTLDs. It's one PDP. And then issue report should also include an advice on whether to split the work or maintain one PDP. And well, perhaps also optimal structure to run PDP timely and efficiently. For that, we will need to appoint the issue manager. I would propose Bart. Because he knows everything, all the things around PDP. Well, it would be really great to have this issue report ready by early October so that we could consult with the community at the Hyderabad meeting and take the decision to initiate the PDP at the same meeting. So our first question, are there any objections to have Bart as the issue manager? Okay, I see agreement and do not see any disagreement. So congratulations, Bart, you are issue manager. And we will also need an oversight committee from the council. So could I ask the secretariat to issue a call for to seek volunteers from the council. So are there any questions or comments on that? Okay, seeing and hearing none, let's move to the next agenda item. It's meeting B update. Alejandra, can I ask you to provide any update, but really briefly. Thank you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay. So if Kim could please upload the draft, thank you very much. So we will see the changes for the agenda. Now we do have all our presenters set for the CCTLD News, Legal and Marketing session. Also, the cocktail invitation has been sent out. If we can move forward to Wednesday, please.
Scrollable, so you can scroll.
It's for everyone to scroll. Okay. So on Wednesday, we did a slight change. We switched the legal session with the implementation of CCWG. Also, it's also in red there, but we won't start 5 minutes earlier with the ROS update because, this was a suggestion since we didn't have enough time. But unfortunately, Leonid won't be able to attend to Helsinki, and there won't be another marketing presentation, so these extra minutes are not needed anymore. And also, we will have, if you go all the way to the end of the Wednesday, the country and territory names form. I don't know if Bart has any more details about this.
Not at this stage. Maybe just one more. Say the chair of that session will be Cheryl Langdon Noor, and there will be a CCNSO and a GNSO co-chair. Country names.
Okay, thank you very much, Bart. Also, the rooms for all the meetings are now available, and the agenda will be updated soon in the CCNSO website. I don't know what time Joke has planned to ask for that.
Hi, Alejandra, this is Joke. You were wondering when the updated agenda will be online?
Yes.
So the updates will be sent to the web development team tomorrow, and usually they are processed within 24 hours.
Thank you. And I will update the Google Calendar somewhere between today and tomorrow. And that's it. We're all set.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. So it looks like a very packed and hopefully interesting agenda. Thank you very much for the updates. Now we have this agenda item number 10, but I propose that we discuss it on Monday when we meet for a prep meeting, or meet to prepare in preparation to the council meeting in Helsinki. Then, again, agenda item 11, updates. Well, probably just, well, we skipped it last time, so I'll try to give you a very quick update. We had a call with Joran, meaning myself and Byron. That was just a really quick introductory call, just for him to say hello and that he has started work as a CEO. Later today, as I already mentioned, we'll have a GNSO meet, call with the GNSO. Last week, time flies. Last week, the secretariat, Bart, Kim, and Joke, they visited me here in Riga, and we had almost 2 days of discussions and preparations to the meeting. Vice chairs are not on the call today, unfortunately, but I'd like to ask others. Councillors, dear councillors, do you have any updates, anything you want to share, and you cannot hold it until our face-to-face meeting? Okay, I don't see any hands. From regional organizations, anything? Okay, nothing. Anything that staff would like to say? Okay, nothing from staff either. So, we had some good updates from, liaison updates from Patrick and Ron. Any updates from working groups? Anything you would like to say here? Okay, there's written up updates from CTN. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to share? Okay, nothing. Again, then we have you received this monthly work plan, and you can find it also in the wiki. If there are any questions, you just can send them to the mailing list or directly to Bart or to me. Just a reminder, so agenda item number 15, I will have prep meeting Monday from 11:15 till 12. Please note that the new ICANN meeting structure requires this block, that you can block, you can book only one full block. And so we cannot block some specific time from 11:15 till 12. We need to to book full block. So please know that in agenda it will show as a full block, but we start 11:15 and we'll have 45 minutes. Then we have a face-to-face meeting in Helsinki, Thursday from 11:15 till 12.
Apologies, it should not be UTC,
yes,
it's local time.
Yeah, local time too. And then depending on what we decide regarding the mandate of the selection committee, either we have a conference call to vote on the full slate, or we do something else. And then we also propose 1st September, yeah, could be. We have started working on the schedule until December, so most probably we won't have a call on August. Usually we do not, because it's the holiday season in Northern Hemisphere. But after that, we will have our monthly calls. Any other business? Any questions?
Yes.
Anything you want to raise?
Can you hear me?
Yes, June.
Yeah. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Becky, but I was wondering, given that Keith is retired and you are moving on to the other side of the house, what the situation is with regards to the work you and Keith have been doing with getting FOI implemented as procedures within the IANA, and what's going to happen with that going forward.
Well, we are. Bart, do you want to give an
update
on that?
Yeah, let me jump in. Say it's on my to-do list to send. Say, if you recall, in January, February, there was a discussion on one of the questions from IANA. After Marrakesh, I was supposed to pick it up, and I did with one respect is they're waiting for me to submit the responses from councillors to IANA, so that's on my to-do list. And let me inform council when this has happened, and it will happen before the Helsinki meeting.
Are we going to get a replacement for Keith in this process, or?
Keith is still involved in the background. So that's one of the things that Becky and I ensured, that for the he's willing to remain involved in the implementation process, but that shouldn't take, yeah, I don't know how long it will take, but say the first step is it's on my to-do list, and as far as I recall, but maybe Becky, that's more on say you were present at the discussions. I think the real open issue is the one that was discussed with the council.
I think that's right, but I think, you know, there's implementation work that IANA is doing. We hope that it will get largely done and we can present it to the council. But obviously, I think, you know, we have to have a discussion about whether, you know, there's a need for oversight on this going forward basis, and what the appropriate way to make that happen is.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know that Keith cannot be replaced. There's no way you can.
He's
ever
agreed to call him in, even if he's on a fishing boat.
I was just going to say,
I will track him down. I know we need to move too.
Okay, that's good. So, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say or ask or report? Anything? Okay, sorry, this time we are 7 minutes past the hour, but please remember that last time we finished 15 minutes earlier. So, thank you very much for being on the call, and see you all in Helsinki, so safe travels, and
see you all.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Siellä on vielä nää suomi. No niin.